Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in. Hello, Insider Investors, it's Idris here and welcome to part 2 of our money making series, Investing in Real Estate. In this episode, we are going to look at how to make money investing in real estate through land. So we are going to look at land from residential point of view and commercial point of view and how to make money with land. So I want to start with why investing in land, and first one is affordability. You know, land are more affordable when you invest early before it appreciates or before the area develop. Land are more affordable to buy compared to buying an apartment. Number two, land are more important than apartments. This may seem a little bit controversial, but land are more important than apartments. Though apartments are important because as a man, we all need a place to, you know, rest our head after working and hustle. But in real estate, land are more important than apartments because once an apartment is built, you know, individual, we have taste for apartments. For example, an apartment may be built this year, but anything in the next 5 or 10 years, it may look irrelevant to the location or based on taste of the tenant. So that's why lands are more important than apartments. Number three, lands appreciate faster in correspondence to growth and development of an area. As a particular area develop, land in that particular area appreciates in correspondence to development of that area. The faster the growth and development of the area, the faster the land we appreciate. Those are the three benefits and why every investor should invest in land. Before I start with the strategies for making money with land, I want you to know two things. Number one, location is everything in real estate. Now, if you want to invest in real estate, you have to look at the location because location determines the price and the value of a property. That's why location is everything. So you want to make sure any property you are investing in, the property is in a strategic location. Number two, strategic thinking and long-term vision and approach. And what I mean by this is, if you want to invest in land, you have to see the long-term vision for the area, because most times when you tell someone, okay, invest in real estate or buy a land, what the person will tell you is the place is a bush. It may look like bush now, but when you think further ahead, 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years from now, you realize that the land that looked like a bush today will be the hotcake or the investment prime location tomorrow. And before you know, time has passed by and the area would have appreciated faster. So that's why if you want to invest in land, you want to think strategically and think ahead. You want to project what would this land worth in 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years from now. That's why it's not good to underrate land. You may be thinking a particular area is yet to develop, but once it starts developing rapidly, the value will change, so the price will go up. That's why when investing in land, especially in an area that is still developing or that is yet to develop, you want to think strategically and see the long-term vision. Now let's go to the strategies. So there are different ways to make money with land. So I want to start with residential land. And when it comes to making money with residential land, there are basically three ways to make money with residential land. The first one, which is my favorite, is joint ventures. And what joint ventures means is, in business, joint ventures means when two or more parties come together to develop a particular project or to serve the same customers with the aim of profit sharing. For example, the two parties may have different customers, but you are in the same business, so you can decide to collaborate and develop a project that serves different audience and with the aim of profit sharing. So in real estate, joint ventures is one of my best recommendations for anyone starting with real estate who want to make much money in real estate. In real estate joint venture, you can either be a developer or be a landowner. And let me make this simple. If you own a land, for example, let's say you own a land in Ibeji-Lekki, depend on the location, a plot in Ibeji-Lekki worth between 2 million naira to 10 million naira. That's if it's around the Lekki International Airport as is. So if you own a land and you have a plan to develop it, but you don't have the capacity to develop it, a developer may want to develop a property or a land in Ibeji-Lekki but don't want to spend money in buying land. You only want to build the land. So you can decide to release your land and collaborate with the developer. You will bring the land while the developer will develop the land. And after the development, you can decide to either share the apartment and resell it later, or you can decide to own it. Or both of you may agree to sell it after the development. So let me give you a simple example to make this simple. Let's say you own two plots of land in Ibeji-Lekki and each worth 10 million naira. That was 20 million naira in combined. And you want to give out the land for a developer to develop it. You can propose 3-bedroom or 4-bedroom apartment on each plot. And you can agree on 50-50 sharing ratio, or you can allow the developer to make a proposal, depends on your agreement. After the property has been developed, an average selling price of a 3-bedroom apartment in Ibeji-Lekki will be between 50 to 65 or 70 million naira. So a plot you bought at a price of like 2 million or 3 million naira worth 10 million naira, and you allow the developer to develop it. Now you'll be giving out 50%, which is a plot of it. Developer will own 3-bedroom apartment. So you owning the second 3-bedroom apartment, you'll be making 60 to 75 million naira on a single plot of land selling the apartment. You can see how much money you make. If you do the math, you bought two plots of land, each one, let's say at 2.5 million naira. So times 2, that's 5 million naira. And you allow the developer to develop it. So at the end of the day, you will end up making 60 million naira or 65 million naira in profit. That's magical, right? Okay, so that's just one way to make money investing in real estate with land. That's through joint ventures. There are a few things to take into consideration when doing joint ventures. I'm going to make an episode in the future about joint ventures. Number two, buy and resell. Now, this is a common way of making money with land, investing in real estate. You simply buy land at a very low price or before it appreciates or at launch price, then resell later when it appreciates. So the strategy for making money with this way is, if you want to buy a land, the best way to get a deal is to buy on launch price or pre-launch price. Whenever a company is launching an estate, they always launch at either pre-launch price or launch price. If you buy at pre-launch price or launch price, you'll be very lucky, because anything after a month or 2 months later, the property will go to the actual price, and anything 2 months or 3 months later, the property we appreciate more. For example, one of our property, the Bridge Beach Estate, we launched the property at 15 million naira. Now we've been preparing to take the property to its actual price, which is 24 million naira, because that's the average selling price of a property within the area. But because of the launch price, we're trying to give offer something good for the first 15 investors. That's why whenever your company launch a new estate, you want to be among the first early investors to key in your plot. Now, you can also make money by buying an undeveloped area. For example, you know, most people are too ignorant about real estate. Once they look at a land, they say the area is yet to develop. Everyone wants to buy a developed area. But the truth is, a developed area is very expensive. So if you are buying a developed area, you buy at an expensive price. So another way you can make money with this is to buy an undeveloped area, a area that people are not paying attention to. For example, why I always encourage every investor to buy at least a plot in Ibejulekki now is because by next year, upper year, and in the next 5 years to come, every investor who procrastinates right now will be like, I wish I could buy a plot then. By now, this is what my money would have worth. Recently, I was discussing with an investor. He was telling me he bought an acre around the Lekki International Airport axis. He bought the property early this year, that was 6 months ago. And after the launch of the Dangote refinery, as I break down in the previous episode, so the property have now appreciated to 10 million naira. Based on his evaluation, he's now calculating around 100 million naira. The property he bought with less than 10 million naira. You can see the strategy. Also, if you can just think strategically, buy an area that people are not paying attention to, an area that is on the rise, like Ibejulekki and Ekpe. If you can buy a land there, then keep it for a while, like 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. The land will appreciate at a much higher value that you can resell later. Number three, distress sales. Now, another way to make money, buy land and resell later, is through distress sales. And what a distress sales means is there are some situations where someone owns a land and he need money urgently. So the alternative the person may decide to use to raise money quickly is simply to sell his land. So he may decide to sell it at a cheaper price. In this case, you can take advantage and buy it from the owner. With this, you can get a land that's worth more value or a land that's worth millions at a very good rate. For example, we have 939 square meters in VGC Lekki that is going right now for 180 million naira. The land is a waterfront property, and you know VGC is a great location. And you know waterfront properties appreciate faster and are very expensive. But because the owner needs money urgently, decide to sell it out for 180 million naira. On a normal ground, this land will sell between 200 to 220 million naira. But because the owner need money urgently, that's why he's selling it at the price of 180 million naira. So with distresses, if you can buy a property of distresses, you can make much money within short period of time. You can buy and keep within just 3 months and resell it later. Within 3 months, you can resell it and make even more profit. For example, this land I'm talking about going for 180 million naira. In the next 3 months, it can worth between 220 to 230 million. So if you can buy it at 180 now and resell it either on original price or at appreciable price, so imagine how much money you will make. You make between 40 to 50 million naira within 3 months. Now let's go to making money with commercial land. Now there are basically one way of making money with commercial land. You know, if a commercial land is not used for agricultural purpose, the other purpose it can serve is something like industrial purpose. So that's why the best way to make money with commercial land is through leasing. So you can decide to lease out your land for a period of time. Someone may need it and you may decide to lease it out. If you're enjoying today's episode, here are three ways you can work with me, support me, and this podcast. Number one, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker, or a team. who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable, they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number 2, refer me to a friend who need a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who need a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868. Or you can email me at realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number 3 is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platform, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.